Still unaware of what caused the noise, Wilson and Penzias phoned Dick at Princeton and described their problem to him, in the hope that he might find a solution. Dick realized at once what the two young men had found. "Well, boys, we've just been scooped," he told his colleagues as he hung up the phone. Soon afterward, the Astrophysical Journal published two articles, one by Penzias and Wilson describing their experience with the hiss, the other by Dick's team explaining its nature. Although Penzias and Wilson had not been looking for cosmic background radiation, didn't know what it was when they had found it, and hadn't described or interpreted its character in any paper, they received the 1978 Nobel Prize in Physics. The Princeton researchers got only sympathy. According to Dennis Overby in Lonely Hearts of the Cosmos, neither Penzias nor Wilson altogether understood the significance of what they had found until they read about it in the New York Times. Incidentally, disturbance from cosmic background radiation is something we have all experienced. Tune your television to any channel it doesn't receive, and about 1% of the dancing static you see is accounted for by this ancient remnant of the Big Bang. The next time you complain that there is nothing on, remember that you can always watch the birth of the universe.